KJ's Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this Thursday morning, and joining us from the 36th District, our state senator Jim Stommes. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Well, thank you.
Good. All right. Well, busy time for you, I know. You've been all around the area and doing a lot, but let's start with some legislation. We had the news on this that you're working in conjunction with Representative Sue Aller, right?
We are. Sue and I have this week introduced some legislation that would dedicate a part of U.S. 23 up near where Representative Battaglia lived as a memorial highway for him as he was... His death occurred in, frankly, I guess, on his way to Lansing serving the people. And so we don't dedicate a lot of highways other than to fallen police officers and fallen soldiers. But with Peter being on the job, heading to Lansing, we find that and believe that it's a great tribute.
Yeah.
And I think it's appropriate in this case. I'm not always big on naming sections of roads other than for the fallen police officers and public servants. But Peter was a huge public servant and believed in the Northeast Sunrise side of the state very, very much and fought very hard for that.
Oh, I agree 100%. You're right.
So we also had some other legislation come up that just passed the House. So it's I had some bills, Senate bills 264 and 265. They are regarding the firefighters' training standards and for the firefighters, and that these are bills that we've talked about before. They haven't been updated in over 30 years,
wow.
And so they've passed the Senate, they've passed the House, and they're off to the governor. So this is, I think, a great opportunity to get something for our firefighters updated. At the same time, it will open up some of the additional training dollars that are out there for some of the other firefighters. So I think it's a great piece of legislation moving forward to just continue to update our standards. Firefighters face so many different things than they once did, and I think it's time that we have that updated. So we got that done. And then this week in Michigan Competitiveness Committee, we also took up and heard testimony on a couple of bills, well, it's a few bills, actually, regarding driver's responsibility fee and the elimination of it. This was done back in 2008, 2009. It was, frankly, a money grab by the state because the state was in a bad spot. But quite honestly, I think many of us think the driver's responsibility fees are something that's just actually holding in or creating more problems than the intent of the additional fines. And so it's sort of you got your ticket, but based on the type of driving you had, they added another fine on it. And so it was a fine on top of a fine. And so we're taking some testimony on that. And hopefully we can move the legislation forward and get that done. So busy week in Lansing.
Boy, no doubt. And a busy week for you on the road, too, right?
Absolutely. One last thing in Lansing to bring up. We had Dana and Jane Hayward from IOSCO Exploration Trail Advocates join us in Lansing last week and had a great opportunity to meet with them, talked about the 38 miles long IOSCO Exploration Trail along with so many other great things within the area, and really appreciated them taking time to come down to Lansing and spend some time with me. And so that was great. But then I'm off and running this weekend and looking forward to being in Tawas for the Develop IOSCO Business Expo government panel on Saturday. So looking forward to that as well.
Very good. Wow. All over the place. Yeah, Showcase IOSCO, big one this weekend. Well, if they can't catch up with you where you're going to be, best way to reach you is how, Senator?
Well, the best way is call my office at 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or my webpage is www.senatorjimstommes.com.
Very good. 36th District State Senator Jim Stommes. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
I look forward to it, Kevin. Remember, the sunrise side gets more done in the morning before the rest of the state bothers to get up.